The Hound entered the list as well, and so too the King's brother, handsome Lord Renly of Storm's End. Jorry, Alan, and Harwin rode for Winterfell on the north. "Jorry looks a beggar amongst these others," Septa Mordaunt sniffed when he appeared. Sansa could only agree. Jorry's armour was blue-grey plate without device or ornament, and a thin grey cloak hung from his shoulders like a soiled rag. Yet he acquitted himself well, unhorsing Horace Redwine in his first joust and one of the Freys in his second. In his third match he rode three passes at a free rider named Lothar Brune, whose armour was as drab as his own. Neither man lost his seat, but Brune's lance was steadier and his blows better placed, and the king gave him the victory. Alan and Harwin fared less well. Harwin was unhorsed in his first tilt by Sir Merrin of the King's Guard, while Alan fell to Sir Balan Swan. The jousting went on all day and into the dusk, the hooves of the great war horses pounding down the lists until the field was a ragged wasteland of torn earth. A dozen times Jane and Sansa cried out in unison as riders crashed together, lances exploding into splinters, while the common screamed for their favourites. Jane covered her eyes whenever a man fell, like a frightened little girl, but Sansa was made of sterner stuff. A great lady knew how to behave at tournaments. Even Septa Mordaunt noted her composure and nodded in approval.